In Washington, D.C.'s Mellon Auditorium, a celebration for an American president.
Playback!
Remember, folks, having a good time!
NBC's West Wing is in town, filming portions of an episode to be broadcast next Wednesday. President Josiah Bartlett is being inaugurated, and hundreds of actors are practicing for an inaugural ball. This is the real government's largest auditorium, and the room is resplendent in red, white, and blue, and equipment. Blue lights, white lights, small lights, big lights, black rubber cables snake underfoot, real director's chairs, and assistant directors who have to make sense of it all before the big-name actors get out of makeup and onto location.
Goes down, you're still dancing. Okay?
This is the beginning of the second administration for President Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen to wide acclaim. Sheen, with show creator Aaron Sorkin, is in large part responsible for NBC renewing its contract with the West Wing for at least two more seasons. On the eve of the real president's State of the Union, I spoke with the man who plays a president on TV.
It's a fantasy. It's not to be taken seriously, and yet we have to take it seriously when we do it. And as you can see, we use all the symbols of the Republic, and the other day we had the motorcade out. As a matter of fact, we had to pull over at one time because the real guy was on the streets on Saturday.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we had to pull off, yeah.
He didn't let you pass?
Oh, no. He has the right of way everywhere. You know, when I started, I wanted to do more of these type of scenes. I wanted to do public appearances and work the line, you know, and they were doing very little of it. And gradually they made me understand that that's what the public sees the real president doing all the time, and that's the only time we see him. What our show wanted to do was to show him in private. And now I've come to really, really appreciate that, all the nuances, how his moral frame of reference affects his own personal life.
Well, you have some people on the team who have worked there, and so they have some firsthand knowledge of what goes on there, and consequently you've kept it fairly realistic.
We have a rapid-fire delivery.
It moves along.
Yeah, it's a great energy, and that's done very, very specifically, because it's like there's very little time. And you've got to have a lot of energy to do this job. And all of the people that have been in the West Wing that we've talked to, and some of them that are on a writing staff now, tell us that that's very close to every administration. And you have to move very, very quickly.
Yeah, but they're not that clever and that funny. On the fly like that. They always say the perfect thing.
This is true. No, yeah. Again, we're fantasy. You know, we're the parallel universe. We're not the real thing.
Aside from making you fabulously wealthy, what is this role?
Oh, no. I'm not fabulously wealthy. I'm still working for a living.
What has this role done for you as an actor?
I'd often thought about doing a series over the years, but nothing ever came along that I really felt that I could commit to for the long term. And this came at a time when I was getting towards the period in your life you start thinking about retiring. I don't like that word, but that's something we have to think about because I'm 62 now. And I could not believe that it was coming at that time and that it was what it was. A liberal, democratic, progressive, Catholic president. It just fell on me like a mighty blessing. I hope that this will go the natural run. We'd like to get 8 years out of this, you know, and say, well, he served two terms.
Yeah, right.
And I'm having the time of my life.
Could you have played Bartlett if he had been a conservative Republican?
You know, I was asked that the first year we were playing, and a reporter from England, oddly enough, asked me that. And about a year later, another reporter asked me the same question. And I said, well, I've had a year to think about this, and I'll tell you what. Yeah, I would have played Bartlett if he were a conservative Republican, if Aaron Sorkin created it.
So do you and Sorkin see this character the same? Do you have any differences?
In the beginning, yeah, I did. And because me personally, is real hard for me to order someone to get bombed or destroyed. But I'm not the president. Bartlett is the president, and I promise you the Republic would be in real trouble if I were in the White House.
Can you do four more years? You've been renewed for two.
As long as we are current, as long as we're dealing with real issues, as long as we are giving a sense of insight to some of the great issues that we deal with as a country, as a society, as individuals. And as long as Aaron Sorkin keeps putting pen to paper, I think we're going to be fine.
What's in President Bartlett's State of the Union address? Or have you gotten that far yet?
No, I guess I'll be giving one soon because we're in January and I'm on the second inaugural. So, yeah, State of the Union. I'm glad you reminded me. Better get the lads.
Get Toby working on it.
Get Toby started.
Yeah, I remember last season you had one that, went right to the angst over that address and what it means to the staff to put that together.
Yeah, it is the thrust of the administration's future. It apologizes very often for the past, and it asks for permission to give it another try.
In the rest of the interview, available at npr.org, actor Martin Sheen talks about his own politics, which are even more liberal than Jed Bartlett's on the West Wing. Sheen has been arrested at dozens of demonstrations.
I'm currently on probation for an action at Vandenberg Air Force Base a few years ago where I protested SDI. And rather harsh punishment for kneeling down and saying the Our Father, but it was on government property. And
well,
we
that always
not
gets
to
you in trouble. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.